But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You know, to me, the big hiring is offensive coordinator. I think if I had to guess, and this is just a guess, I have no information on it. I think it'll be Josh McDaniels, but I really don't know. It's let me put it this way. It's unusually quiet on that front. And so that leads me to wonder. I know McDaniels has a lot of interest around the league with different people as this hiring process goes through. But I don't know. To me, it makes too much sense.
Greg Bedard on his podcast discussing Josh McDaniels with Mike Vrabel makes too much sense. Who else has interest in Josh McDaniels? Josh McDaniels has a lot of interest throughout the league. Who else?
Are you counting North Carolina? The Tar Heels?
No, throughout the league.
Throughout the league? I don't see it. You know, I think...
Who else? He's got a lot of interest. I call bull crap on that. It's here or nothing for Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, I'm not sure where the connection would be. Like, who would he go team up with? He left Bill, what, 3 different times in his career and was horrible all 3 times? Right, he was a horrible head coach with Denver.
It was a 3 twice.
Horrible offensive coordinator with the Rams.
Well, yeah,
and
well,
a horrible coach with the Raiders.
But those were back to back, right? Denver and the Rams, I thought were back to back.
Okay,
and then he came here after that.
He was in 3 franchises.
Yes. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Besides the Patriots, mm-hmm. And there's no level of success at any of them. The Rams are the worst offense ever. Denver got significantly worse, and he's probably not allowed back in Las Vegas. They hate him so much with the Raiders. But you know, not to completely bury the guy. I was just talking up Robert Saleh as a D coordinator, or even the Flus, Matt Eberflus as a D coordinator. Josh McDaniels could be one of those guys. Awful head coach, maybe can still coach offense a little bit.
Yeah, I don't want to.
However,
find out. I don't want to find out.
No, I know, I don't either. I think it's such a like, oh really? Kind of hire like Vrabel and McDaniels. You had this wide ranging search, and you landed on Vrabel and McDaniels. Also, McDaniels, it's Tom Brady, like. Yeah, you were really good with Tom Brady, but so was Charlie Weiss, and so was Bill O'Brien, and so was Bruce Arians, and like so was anybody who ever was with Tom Brady.
Yeah, and I think you'll hear, well, he had a really good year with Mac, which I called this out in real time as Mac was a rookie. I'm like, Mac had a very overrated rookie year.
He had like 2-3 games.
It was almost exactly what I just said about Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
Arthur Smith, I'm like, well, I thought Pittsburgh had a pretty good offense for 3 months, and then it nosedived.
Clint Kubiak.
That was 2 games.
Yeah. Well, so was Matt, kind of.
Okay.
They scored like 50 against Jacksonville, 50 against the Jets, and that kind of tipped the scales.
Go back and look at the final, I want to say 5 regular. There was one Jacksonville game where they blew him out. You're right, and it was late in the year. But go back and look at those final 5 games. Start with the Buffalo game, the win game, where they only let him throw 3 times.
Yeah, not a great sign.
The end of the year for Mac was miserable. And you can look at the numbers in his playoff game against Buffalo. The numbers look okay. I don't think he played well in that game at all. His soft arm hung up an interception on the opening drive, and it killed him. So I don't think Mac played well in that game. I don't think Mac played well down the stretch. So when you say Mac had a good rookie year and McDaniels got a good year out of Mac, I think you're overstating it. I do. And he also was here for Cam Newton. That
I think the reason why people say that, though, is we've seen Mac without McDaniels, and it was so much worse. That's why he gets like a little bit of credit. Like nobody, I don't think you should say that he was good that year, but when you see him with Patricia, you see him with Jacksonville, you see him with Bill O'Brien, it was worse.
That's fair.
That's the best thing he has going for.
There's all real evidence of that. Yeah. I think Mac was going to tail off in year 2, no matter what. C.J. Stroud had a really good rookie year. He tailed off in year 2.
Yep.
And Mac is nowhere near C.J. Stroud. So I think this was coming for Mac. Maybe McDaniels would have got more in year 2 and 3 out of Mac Jones, but no one was going to squeeze much out of him, I don't think. So there's that. There's also Josh McDaniels was Cam's offensive coordinator. Did we forget about that?
A good year.
Like everybody just blows past that. It's like, he's Brady. Doesn't even count. Anybody can coach Tom Brady. And people did before and after Josh McDaniels with equal and same amount of success, a high level of success. With Tom Brady.
So the counter to that would
be... There was also the Cam year.
Yeah.
So like good year with Mac, bad year with Cam.
So this would be the hope is like, all right, Cam Newton was washed. So you like that was more of a Cam. It's not like Cam went somewhere else and was good. Like Cam was done. This is what I'm saying. This would be the argument.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'd be with Mac Jones, you had the 6th highest scoring offense. It's insane.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of insane. So then I guess the hope would be, are what do you do with Drake May?
Yeah.
Like if Drake May is significantly better than both of those guys, you know, Cam at that point, and then just Mac in general, then maybe you can get more out of it. I think you told me it's Tommy Rees who's coaching the tight ends on the Cleveland Browns this year, or McDaniels, I'll take McDaniels.
Yeah, that might be my line too.
But I'm not thrilled with that.
If you told me it's Josh McCann or McDaniels or McCown,
I'd probably take McCown. I'd take the upshot.
I definitely would.
Yeah.
I definitely would. So, you know, what are some of the other names associated with Mike Vrabel if he's the guy? Graziano and Fowler had a note on this as well. It's not just Bedard saying it. One note on Vrabel. There is buzz in some coaching circles. McDaniels could be a prime candidate to be Vrabel's offensive coordinator. That would be quite the nostalgia tandem. And though McDaniels is a two-time failed head coach, no one disputes his coordinator chops. It would be good for May, but so would having Ben Johnson as his head coach. So that's
For McDaniels. Now, you want to coach in the league. You're really not that old of a human being, so like you want to keep coaching. And if that's the only job, then I think you probably take it. But what is it, the fourth? Or the third time coming back?
Third time coming back.
I don't know.
Well,
that's a lot.
And the Twitch chat pointed this out earlier, it's exceptionally uncreative by Robert Kraft.
Oh, it's the least creative thing.
And B, McDaniels would be crossing Bill. You pointed this out earlier.
He'd
be crossing Bill by coming back here.
Now,
I would if I were McDaniels. What's Bill going to get you going forward?
Is Bill getting you a job?
No.
First of all, like, you're not going to be a head coach in the NFL ever again.
Bill can't get himself a job in the NFL. He's not getting you one, and you're right. McDaniels burned that bridge.
I think you
get
two cracks at it, and you don't really get three unless there was, like, some success in one of the first two stops. But I think, like, he'll get another shot as an offensive coordinator. It's just a matter of where. Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe he still likes the area. Maybe he still lives here. I don't even know that. And maybe he'd be fine with it. And he'd be like, hey, like, I'm back in the league. I got Mike Vrabel. Like, well, you know, I got Drake May. I could see maybe, you know, you talk yourself into it that way. But you're like, wow, like a third time back?
Yeah. So would Josh take it? It's a good question. I don't really want him, but would he even take it and cross over his guy Bill Belichick? 617-779-7937. I don't know. He backed out of an agreement with the Colts. Something tells me he's going to look out for himself before everybody else.